Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we are live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. We've got a lot to get to, including today. I'm going to give you guys, the viewer, a treat. I'm going to unveil my first list of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Preseason list number one.
Preseason list number one.
Now, keep in mind, even if your team doesn't make it, or if they do into the top 10, don't get discouraged or overjoyed, because I'll do another preseason ranking down the road. And, of course, you know, things can change.
Of course, they will. You know, when I look at you, Jason, I think of the holidays across here in the studio. You know why? Because on the holidays, you're going to eat ham, turkey, and every Saturday I come in here and carve you up like a Thanksgiving turkey or a Christmas ham. And it's just, I look forward to it, brother.
Did you practice that this morning before?
No, I just look forward to coming in here every Saturday, because you, sometime during this hour, you'll go into your little diatribe of Central Florida is going to compete for national championships in football. You'll go talk about Gus Malzahn. You haven't started talking about the Lakers yet and LeBron, even though they're 3-7 in their last 10 games.
Well, once again, LeBron doesn't have any help.
So, yeah, of course he doesn't. When he's losing, he has no help. When he's winning, he's got people like D-Wade and Anthony Davis and people like that. So there's always a catch-22 there.
He lifts those guys up, makes them better.
Yeah. Or the opposite.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, Peachtree Pest Control, and Cunningham Jewelers.
Spring is in the air, and that means new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it special. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget wedding season. Engagement rings, all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online at cunninghamjewelers.com.
A happy birthday to Lawton Teston, who, of course, is my color commentator, my broadcast partner for this past season for the Camden County Wildcats. Have known Lawton for a good little while. And one thing that everybody knows, if you know Lawton Teston, he's a unique cat.
He is a unique individual.
For sure.
Yes, he does a good job. You guys did a good job on Camden County football last year on K-Bay. And fantastic job there. See what the future holds.
So, Jeff Heron, the new Camden County, speaking of Camden County, the new Camden County coach was down this weekend or this past week here on campus or over on campus at Camden High School, interviewing the staff that he's got, talking to other guys, I guess, that aren't on staff that he might be interested in, talk to his players, talk to a bunch of community officials and leaders, took the time to sit down with one Jason Bishop for about half an hour, and we discussed some things. So, you know, very happy to have him back. And I will tell you this, when I walked into that athletic office, whatever day it was, Wednesday or Thursday, I think it was Thursday, when I walked into that athletic office on Thursday, the vibe of the whole place was drastically different from me walking in previously.
The business has picked up. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you knew that. I mean, the blueprint, 3 state championships, falling on hard times. I said this last week on the air. The previous staff lost more games in 4 years. Then Coach Heron lost his entire first tenure at Camden County, which was about 12, 13 years?
Yeah, 12 years, yeah.
He lost 18 games in that time, and the 23-20 over the last 4 years.
Kip, I'm going to throw something at you, right?
Yeah.
Let's pretend that you're an athletic director or a principal or a head of school or whatever.
Right. Right.
Let's pretend that you are that. And you have a head coach who has won a state championship, has been to the playoffs every year he's coached for you with the exception of one, I believe that's right, maybe two, and came close both of those years. State championship, two Final Four appearances, five consecutive region championships, and has been a perennial, has turned your program into a perennial power in the classification that you play.
Right.
What would you do to try to keep that coach there when you know that other people are knocking on his door?
You probably say, hey, coach, you know, here's a blank credit card. Go out and do what you need to do to continue. No, this isn't Valdosta. Let me excuse myself. I can't say that. I do whatever it took within the rules to keep that coach on my staff running things.
Okay.
Within the rules. I mean, isn't Valdosta.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Because, and the reason I bring that up is, you know, I don't want to throw names out there because that's not what we do. We don't pound our chest breaking news. But what I will tell you is there is a coach in this area that has done the exact same things that I just told you about, has won a state championship, has been to a couple Final Fours, has won five region championships, and there are people knocking on his door. And I would just think the school that he's at would try to do whatever they could to keep him from leaving and entertaining another offer.
I know I would.
I know I would too.
And I know if I was running any other programs in the geographical area, I would be reaching out to him to make my staff or whatever.
Well, I will tell you better. I will tell you this. This particular coach that we're talking about, Jeff Heron, has already reached out to him.
And that speaks volumes right there.
Yes, he has. So
championship coaches know how to identify championship coaches.
I like that, Kip. I like that. You know, and that's why when you came on this show, I hand-selected you because I knew talent because I have talent.
I understand. Well, that's not what management told me when I signed the contract to come on this show, but if that's how you want to spin it, I mean, I've always said on this show that you should take up a career in politics. And, you know, you can spin things any way you like. Gus Malzahn to Central Florida, you know, that kind of stuff. LeBron, you're good at doing sports spin. You could probably make a hit in national politics.
Let me tell you something, Kip. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart. On Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. That's how
Amen.
I treat you.
Amen.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid. 2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Spring is in the air and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season. Engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated.
Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. After a 14-20 start, Lloyd was fired by the Hawks. J.J. Watt to the Cardinals, Super Bowl front runner. Get ready, Braves fans. The Tomahawk Chop will be back at Truist Park this season. Steelers, good job re-signing Big Ben. He did win you two Super Bowls. Class act. In case you missed it, the NBA All-Star Game is coming. I know I did.
Yes.
I hate to say I told you so, but UCF landed another four-star this past week. Hashtag Rise of the Knights. Wasn't it great to see Luke Jackson out on the mound for the Braves? Greg McDermott suspended. At this rate, we should all just stop talking so we don't offend somebody. You're starting Atlanta Falcons for 2021 at quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Ooh.
Get better, Aaron Bleepin' Boone. Braves, why is Shane Green not signed? Chad Sopotka is not going to get the job done. Coming to America 2, box office bust. How can you come to America if you already came? And these are my thoughts.
We watched that yesterday on Prime.
I'm assuming it was a waste of your time.
That's about 2 hours that I can't get back.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the first Coming to America, but I wasn't a big fan of the remake.
So I'm gonna drop this right now. In a matter of moments, I'm gonna give you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings preseason list 1 in just a matter of moments. But first, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Accepts most insurance, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates, Knights, Terriers. I had to get that.
And Wildcats.
And Wildcats.
Yeah.
And anybody else in the listening area,
Charlotte County Indians.
Indians.
MCA Buccaneers.
Brantley County Herons.
Fernandina Pirates.
There you go.
The Yulee Hornets.
Home of Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
12,000 yards in high school, dude. 4,000 his senior year. Insane.
Still doing it in the NFL, by the way.
Yes.
All right, so it is that time now. I'm about to give you my high school football top 10 power rankings preseason list.
Let me write this down.
One.
So I can ball it up and throw it in the trash later.
Okay, right. So we'll kick it off. At number 10, you didn't see a lot of them last year during the season, but I know what they've got coming back. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Oh, by the way, just letting you know this, I'm only going to rank teams from here on forward that are in the 912 area code.
912 area code.
Yeah, okay. If you're not in the 912 area code, I'm not going to let you cheat and get on the list.
Gotcha.
So at number 10, the Bullock Academy Gators.
Somehow, some way, I knew there's probably going to be a list loaded with Bullock County on here. Just history repeats itself.
At number 9, Clinch County.
Clinch County. They made the Final Four last year.
Yep. At number 8, a team that is loaded for 2021. They've got maybe one question mark. We'll see if they figure it out. The Brunswick High Pirates.
So the Pirates can only crack this list at number 8, is what you're telling me.
At number 7, a team that had a great season last year, moving forward, escalating the program, trending upward. At number 7, the Appling County Pirates.
They did have a good season. They're going to have a new coaching staff this year, a new head coach.
Yes, they will.
They've got talent.
At number 6, another team that's got a new coach, a ton of talent on the roster, and maybe now a coach that will maybe handle the talent a little better than what they've had. At number 6, the Camden County Wildcats.
Hold on now. You're coming up with a 912 only.
Uh-huh.
Top 10, and uh-huh. You got Camden at number 6.
That's right.
Man, there's going to be people trying to get into the studio here and try to take us out, dude.
You think that should be lower?
No, they should be higher. They got Jeff Heron coming back.
At number 5, another team that had a great year, the Metter Tigers.
Yeah, we're fixing to chew this list up, spit it out.
At number 4, over in Douglas, a perennial power year in, year out, the Coffee County Trojans.
That's about where I would expect them to be.
At number 4.
We're at 3 now.
You're right. At number 3, a team that made the state championship game last year, the Frederica Academy Knights. You got nothing to say. Okay, great. At number 2, a team that had a great regular season, maybe had the carpet pulled out from underneath them preemptively in the playoffs, but still are going to be a very good football team. Does have some questions at quarterback, the Ware County Gators.
Questions at quarterback?
Yeah, the Castellanos kid graduated.
No, he's a senior.
You sure?
Yes. They don't have any questions at quarterback.
Well, forget about the questions at quarterback.
Jeez. You ranking teams, but come on, man. Yeah, okay. All right.
Maybe I should move Ware County up.
I don't know what you should. We're fixing to go through this list, though.
At number 1, state champion from last year, the Pierce County Bears. I'll recap it for you. Number 10, Bullock Academy. Number 9, Clinch County. Number 8, Brunswick. 7, Appling. 6, Camden. 5, Metter. 4, Coffee. 3, Frederica. 2, Ware, with Castellanos as a senior. And number 1, Pierce County.
The Pierce County Gators.
Pierce County Bears is what they are.
Excuse me. I'm looking at Ware because Ware should be ranked ahead of them in any poll that you're coming up with. But the Pierce County Bears. You mean the same Pierce County Bears that won't do the return visit to Brunswick?
Look at you. Brunswick, of course. Tell the story. Go ahead.
Brunswick goes over in a COVID season last year and goes on the road and plays Pierce County. But Pierce County won't return the favor this year and come play Brunswick in the season opener.
Brunswick's schedule, I've seen it. They've got a really good chance to go 10-0.
Why wouldn't Pierce do the return visit to Glen County Stadium?
Well, remember now, when Brunswick went over to Blackshear last year, Pierce throttled the Pirates.
31-10.
Throttled them.
Yes.
Pierce is a AAA and Brunswick's a 6A.
Why won't they do the return visit? Any Pierce County fans out there on in the radio waves, why won't you return that visit?
It sounds like to me that you're trying to insinuate that Pierce is scared to come play Brunswick.
I'm telling you, Pierce won't come play Brunswick High at Glenn County Stadium in 2021. Tried to get them to come. They won't do it. That's what I'm saying live on the air. I'm not like you, Jason Bishop, where I try to hem and haw and sit on the seesaw and just, you know. It was Dr. Seuss week this week, by the way.
Yes, it was.
You like that? So, threw that out there. Come on, Pierce. You got to do better than this. Came over there last year. Scheduling was a problem. Pirates come to play you at your field. You beat them. You won't do the return visit to Brunswick this year. Why?
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Newly named Camden County head football coach Jeff Heron was on campus this past week. Heron made the trip down from Tennessee to interview coaches currently on staff, talk to the players, and speak with media and community leaders. Heron will assume the position full-time at the end of Tennessee Tech season, which is where the Camden legend is currently coaching. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
this song just keeps seems to keep popping up on us.
Again, you're sitting here and you make reference to the 1980s. Then you go on social media during the break and say, well, Kip only wants, you've brought 1980s up on two different occasions this morning. I just wanted to throw the facts out there for our listeners live and our listeners on social media. Don't we have a sponsor to get to?
Now calling the shots on the show, Kip Branch. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by M&B Liquors, by Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. While there may be a substitute for many things in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of the results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
It's that time of the show where Kip is allowed by management to hijack the show, contractually obligated to do so. I have no clue why management would put this in.
They say it's a ratings bonanza. That's what management says. They said if during that 1 hour time slot, segment three consistently outperforms the other four segments. That's all I'm saying, management says.
I've had no one tell me no such thing.
Well, that's because they don't want to hurt your feelings, because you usually do some kind of bogus high school football rankings or some kind of bogus rankings. So,
are you going to do the list or are you just going to talk all segment?
Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the Iowa State basketball team. They're 0-17 in the Big 12. And just a couple of years ago, Iowa State was a pretty good basketball program. No, I don't know what's happened to them.
Top 25 program.
Yes, and was making Sweet 16s and things like that, but they're 0-17 in the Big 12. Number four, just for you, Jason, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Why are they on the...
They've dropped since Anthony Davis got hurt. They have dropped from number one in the West to the... Right now, they're the number three seed. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games. And they don't look very good.
It doesn't matter what seed they are when they get in the playoffs.
They're dropping.
They're going to be the best team in the playoffs. This is ridiculous.
Their fans are doing just like you do.
You get on me about bogus list. What is this?
The Lakers are 3-7 in their last 10. They're on the butthurt list. They're not winning. They can't win. LeBron's proven year after year he cannot win when he's by himself. He's got to have somebody else in that lineup to carry the weight. That's what he does.
He makes other players around him better.
Apparently not, because they're 3-7 in their last 10. And he's clank, clank, clank. Other night, number three on the butthurt list, the Duke Blue Devils. They're 11-10. Jason, they've got to win the ACC tournament to get in the dance.
Ain't happening.
That's the only way they can get in.
Not happening.
Or do they get in at the expense of somebody else, like a Central Florida who comes from a conference nobody knows of that has a good season?
Everybody knows what conference Central Florida's in.
They in the American Association of Organized Football.
It's the American Athletic Conference for the 1 millionth time.
All right, number two, another blue blood, the Kentucky Wildcats. The Cats are 8-15.
No shot.
They're not getting in unless they win three games. They go on a run in the SEC tournament, and then they go in as a team that's under 500. They got to win the ACC tournament. I mean, the SEC tournament to get in.
If they win the ACC tournament, that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, they can't. They're 8-15. 8-15, and year after year, John Calipari has top three recruiting classes, and I just don't get it. Kentucky's 8-15. 8-15, Jason. Can you believe it?
What do you want me to do about it?
I mean, they probably make number three on some kind of preseason poll that you come up with. Number one on the butthurt list this week, the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
Mm. I mean, Deshaun Watson does not want to play for you.
Nope.
Management, when are you going to get that through your thick skull?
Breaking news, Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston.
Wants out of Houston. Seems like everybody wants out of Houston. J.J. Watt's gone. DeAndre Hopkins got unloaded last year. Deshaun Watson wants to go. And to top it all off, the Rockets are 11-23. Nobody wants to play for the pride of Houston, the city of Houston. I mean, the Astros are stealing signs probably today somewhere.
Well, the Houston Cougars are good.
They're good in basketball.
Yeah, I might be picking them to win the NCAA tournament.
You might?
I might.
They'll beat Kentucky and Duke.
Yes, they would.
They'll beat Central Florida. They'll beat Central Florida in football.
Okay.
So no, we're there not, you have it,
we're
folks.
We're not even going to do this.
The Houston Texans are number one on the butt hurt list. Deshaun Watson does not want to be a Texan any longer. Trade him and get something for him.
Big Cat Williams, by the way, transferred from Tennessee to Central Florida. FYI.
You mean Big Cat Bryant?
What did I say?
Big Cat Williams.
Same guy.
Wow. See, this is our listeners pick up on this nonsense, man.
Same dude. It's the same dude.
He stays hurt a lot, so he probably he.
See, look at you! Look at you trying to discount this. This is what you do.
He can play 8 games a year at Auburn. He can also play 8 games a year at UCF. The portal, though, is a problem. Okay, let me give you a couple of things. You got the Bryant kid from Auburn. He transfers. I'm committing to Tennessee. He don't even set foot on campus, and I'm decommitting out of the transfer portal.
Wouldn't you
and I'm
decommit
going to
from
Florida.
Tennessee to go to Central Florida right now? Absolutely you should.
Gilbert, LSU, I'm committing to Florida, and then he decommits from Florida, and it's a big question mark now. Eric Gilbert, you know, where he's going to end up at next year. He's left LSU, never set foot on campus at Florida. And he goes out on social media and says he's decommitting from the University of Florida.
He may go to Georgia Tech.
Be a good place for him.
He'd be welcomed by the millions of Tech fans in Atlanta.
Hey, that would be the marquee piece of the play. He could go to Central Florida.
Yeah. I mean, we already got a loaded stockpile of players. Why not add one more?
I mean, he could go play for Gus, and they can score 75 points and win 75 to 58 games in the fall. And then get mad because the committee says we value team defense when they don't get into the playoffs.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
In the break, Kip said to me, literally right before we came on the air, Jason, what are we going to talk about in the next segment? What do you want to talk about? I said, oh, we're talking Valdosta.
Ooh. I mean, you've got a dumpster that's full of trash, and it's been soaked with diesel fuel, and a match is about to be struck. That's what you have in Valdosta.
This is what I don't understand, right? Like, right. Rush Probst, because that's who we're talking about.
Yes.
Rush Probst, dismissed from Hoover. Because basically he had two families.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's living in Utah.
Right. So he moves on. I thought it was in the next county over or whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm just messing.
So then he moves on, and instead of like having to go back to a single A program or a double A program as a head coach or go on to somebody's staff, he lands another top-notch premier job in the country in Colquitt.
Yes.
And he's dismissed from Colquitt for, well, gosh, you know, take your pick. Painkillers to kids, tax evasion.
Headbutting kids on the sidelines, creating a scene. I mean, all kind of stuff.
Right. So they got tired of the circus. So yes. They dismiss him from Colquitt. And so, again, instead of him going having to take a job at a single A program or a double A program as a head coach or being put on somebody else's staff, he lands another job, not just another job, but another premier job in the country in Valdosta. He's there one single year and has burned the bridge to the ground.
They fired a state championship winning coach in Valdosta to bring this guy in.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good point.
They did. They fired. And so they bring him in, Rush in, and, you know, they have all this stuff about the Jake Garcia thing. He's brought in from California because the state of California wasn't having high school football in the fall. So he moves out of hundreds of thousands of high schools that play high school football in the country. His family moves from California to Valdosta, Georgia. There's no coincidence there, is there?
Wouldn't that seem odd to you that a kid from Southern California moves all the way to Valdosta, Georgia?
Valdosta, Georgia. Beaches are great in Valdosta. No, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. I was mixed up.
You were mixed up.
Yeah.
So you've got that, and then the funny money deal where he allegedly went to whoever it was that was in charge of the money and said, we're going to have to start doing some things differently here as far as doing things under the table. And so allegedly this happened. Allegedly he paid the Garcia kid 10 grand or his parents 10 grand for rent. There's another kid from Atlanta that he got to transfer down to Valdosta. He was giving him about $900 a month, allegedly.
These are all, we're not reporting fact here. We're reporting on things that have been written about, but that, you know, everybody has their day in court.
All this is in the deposition.
Yes.
And this is a legal court document that's in the deposition. This is not hearsay. We're just passing this along. We're not breaking news.
Correct.
Right. So you've got that. You've got the funny money stuff. Then, of course, you've got him actually misappropriating funds where allegedly he sells advertising and then doesn't turn the advertising money over.
To the booster club, correct?
Correct, which is where it's supposed to go.
Right.
So the crazy thing is this: all this stuff comes out last week, and you got to figure, oh, man, with everything that's there, this guy's going to get fired in a matter of hours. We're more than a week later. The dude still has his job.
He does still have his job. There's been a deposition filed. There's going to be a court hearing over in Valdosta. You know, the Garcia kid transfers in. He plays, a couple of games, I guess. I don't know how many games he played, maybe one, and he's then ruled ineligible.
Yeah, that was another fiasco.
By the Georgia High School Association.
And ended up in Grayson.
Ends up in Grayson as the starting quarterback, and they win a state championship. So the Georgia High School Association, in my opinion, the hypocrisy there, they have no right to even step in and do anything in Valdosta. Or try to do anything. They need to leave it up to the court system.
This is my best guess as far as him still having his job. When you do the types of things that he was doing, you got to figure that there are a bunch of other people that are complicit in this. The only thing that I can think of rationally as far as why he is still the head coach over at Valdosta is that instead of just firing him and then letting the water trickle down and fire person by person by person, I guess what they're doing is they're trying to figure out everybody that had a hand in this and just make one mass firing, I guess.
Or they can take the Al Davis approach, which typically happens in that part of the world. Just win, baby, and we'll sort out everything else. Is that the mentality?
Can the you were just knocking the GHSA. I mean, and I'm a proponent of that. Like, I'm not a big fan of theirs, but
not
whatever.
In this case.
It's a conversation for another day.
Yeah.
But can the think about this. Can the GHSA not step in here if Valdosta does take that route, say we're not going to fire Russ Probst?
Where's the credibility to do that when you got all the rampant recruiting going on in the Atlanta metro area? Kids go one semester to one school, go to another school the next semester and play on football, basketball, and baseball. Where is the credibility there for the Georgia High School Association to do anything as it relates to eligibility?
I'm not arguing credibility because you're right. I'm arguing perception. You would be perceived.
Right.
As a toothless organization, if you allow Russ Probst to stay there, if Valdosta decides they want to keep him.
Okay, then if they make an example out of Valdosta, then who does any – Valdosta people say, well, what are you doing to Buford? Valdosta people say, well, what are you doing to Grayson? Valdosta people say, what are you doing in Colquitt at Moultrie? Valdosta people say, what are you doing at Lowndes? So it's Pandora's box, Jason. If the Georgia High School Association wants to get control of all this, they're going to have to be heavy-handed and hand out punishment that's equal across the board.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nats Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
All I'm saying is, if the Georgia High School Association does not do something, it's going to be a big, big black eye. Hopefully Valdosta won't put them
in
that position.
Where do they start? Where do they start?
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Newly named Camden County head football coach Jeff Heron was on campus this past week. Heron made the trip down from Tennessee to interview coaches currently on staff, talk to the players, and speak with media and community leaders. Heron will assume the position full-time at the end of Tennessee Tech's season, which is where the Camden legend is currently coaching. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season, engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For those of our listening audience that don't watch us on Facebook Live, you absolutely should, because just the sheer ridiculousness of things that Kip says in the breaks, there's no other word that I can use that's in the English language that's not profane.
All I said during the break was this. I said, if it gets to the point on this show where I can no longer fight for the little guy, then I'm out. Because I pride myself on lifting up the masses and fighting for the little people in the world. And, you know, that's what I do on this show. So I fight for the little guy. I'm that advocate every Saturday morning for the little guy. And, you know, as long as I can do that, then I enjoy doing the show.
Listening audience, you need to rush to Target. Get your boots. They're on sale, $15.99. get your boots because it's getting deep. It's getting deep in here.
I'm just saying.
It's rainy and muddy outside, and it's getting deep. Get your boots. Target on sale, $15.99.
I'm sorry that you're trying to be a hater. I can't help that. What am I supposed to do?
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, The Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick, offers that family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone.
Words. They trip him up. Words.
You tripped up a while ago on that Bennett read. Visit Otherworld, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
You know, I used to be engaged to a woman that would do exactly what you just did.
What was that?
She would do something wrong and then, or that wasn't, whatever. And so someone would say something to her and then she would come back instead of taking accountability and say, you know what, you're right, I should have done that. She would come back and say, well, yeah, but 2 years ago you did, that's exactly what you just did.
Did what?
Exactly my point.
What did I do? I mean.
NCAA tournament.
Who?
All right, there are three teams that I think are really, really good that I think are probably going to end up, one of those three teams is going to win at Gonzaga, undefeated, Michigan, and Baylor.
Baylor is good.
So is Michigan.
Michigan got beat by 20 points at home by Illinois this week. Illinois is pretty good, too.
And Illinois.
They're really good. Big Ten's got two teams that could get to the Final Four.
Illinois is probably going to end up with a four seed. Right?
Yes, like probably.
They're going to end up with, well, they're going to be the four seed that end up with the one seed, is what I think. I think those are going to be your number ones. Certainly Gonzaga, Michigan, and Baylor. And then I think probably Illinois concretes the fourth number one seed. But there are some other teams that, you know, are still in the conversation for that last number one seed.
I know who's not in conversation. Some of the historical powers like the Kansases and the North Carolinas and the Dukes. And the Kentuckys. So it's going to be an interesting, wide-open NCAA field this year. Florida State, don't count Florida State out either.
Florida State's the highest-ranked ACC team in the country.
They could be dangerous at tournament time. Virginia's another team that could be dangerous.
You know, that number four seed, of course, I think Illinois probably got the inside track, but you can also make an argument. Iowa has an argument. Houston has an argument. Alabama has an argument.
You know, the hottest team in the SEC right now is the Arkansas Razorbacks. They're very, very good, and they, you know, they got off to a slow start, but they're like 18-5 or something like that, and they beat Alabama here recently. Alabama won the regular season SEC title, but don't be surprised if Arkansas or somebody like that wins the SEC tournament.
The NBA All-Star game also is coming up. They picked LeBron and Kevin Durant, picked the teams. Which I don't really, I'm not a fan of them doing that, but you know, that's what the NBA wants to do. By the way, visit our Twitter question of the week. Will you watch the NBA All-Star game? You can find that on Twitter, Bishop_show. Bishop_show on Twitter. Will you watch the NBA All-Star game? We'll give you results next week.
I'll go in. I'm going to say no. I'll go in and fill out the poll. I'm saying no. I'm not watching an NBA watered down All-Star game where you pick two players and they pick their own team. Man, what kind of garbage is that?
Kip, can I get you to go on record and pick a national champion college basketball? Because I'm willing to do it if you are.
Gonzaga, I think, is good enough to win the national championship, but somebody's going to upset them along the way. Houston's a sleeper team.
Mm-hmm. I like Houston a lot.
All joking aside, I kid around with the American Athletic Conference a lot when it comes to football season, but that's a very good basketball conference.
Cincinnati, Houston.
Good basketball conference.
Memphis, Temple.
Good basketball conference.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ten, I like Illinois as a sleeper team. They've got size and they can shoot the ball and they're tough. They play good defense. They could be a surprise team.
I'm not asking for surprises. I'm asking for who you think is going to win the national championship. Who's going to win the tournament?
Michigan.
You're going Michigan.
I think they're really, really good. And I like their coach, Juwan Howard. He's he's got them kids playing. You know, I'll say Michigan. I like Big Ten basketball. That's a tough conference in basketball, top to bottom. Probably the outside the ACC, the best in America. I'll say Michigan, Illinois. You want me to give you a top four? I think Gonzaga could get to the Final Four. Illinois could get there. Don't sleep on Florida State or Virginia.
I like
the ACC.
Yeah, I like Florida State there. I like Houston there. I like Michigan there. I don't think Gonzaga will get there. And as far as a team winning the national championship, winning the tournament, Kip just gave you Michigan. I do think Michigan is a very, very good football team. I think Michigan is a very good basketball team. And that Big Ten's tough. You know, it's a tough conference to come out of. I mean, you're talking about Michigan, Illinois, Iowa, you know, just in the top five.
Iowa's another team that could surprise some folks in the tournament. Don't rule them out. Another team, I mean, UCLA, the Pac-12's got a couple of decent teams in it as well.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawg!